I'm Honey Bee Reviews, and I am here today with
Pool House.
I want to know, how does it feel to play a festival of this magnitude at Kilby Block Party in your home state?
It feels pretty weird. Like, we've always wanted to do this, and we're finally doing it. Like, we've always been, like, coming to the Block Party and be like, maybe next year, and now we're finally doing it, so it feels really good.
So, you guys are going to be here. Whose set are you most excited to see?
St. Vincent.
Frost Children and Sasami.
I'm really excited to see J-Som. Sunday.
Cool. How would you guys describe your sound to someone who's maybe never heard your music before?
It's like rock and roll that anyone would like, even if you don't like rock and roll.
Can I say the same thing as you edit me?
Yeah.
It's like rock and roll, but even for people that don't like rock and roll.
Accessible rock and roll. So on your guys' song Blue, you sing this lyric, give it up or get it wrong, you don't even have a favorite song. It's one of my favorite lyrics of your guys's. Can you talk about what that lyric means to you guys?
Okay. Yeah, so like, I just never, like, I was like not liking music, and I was like, I don't even have a favorite song, so like, do I need to give this up? Or, I don't know, I felt just kind of lost, you know, not enjoying anything. Oh. Kind of what that's about.
Okay.
I hope that satisfies your favorite lyric. Answer.
It doesn't, because when I hear it, I kind of pictured it being like outwards to someone else. Like, you don't even have a favorite song. Like, how can we get along? Everyone has a favorite song.
Exactly.
That's.
Okay. I just didn't want anyone to know that was me.
Ah, I see. I see.
Like,
okay.
Yeah, you're such a loser. You don't have a favorite song.
Yeah. Okay.
But I totally do.
So, outside of your own music, I would like to hear, what is your favorite song?
My favorite song right now is called Chewing Cheeks by Evening Elephants.
I've never heard it, but it sounds amazing.
It's awesome.
Daddies by Porches.
Cool. One of my all-time favorite songs is Optimistic by Radiohead.
Classic. Yeah.
I like Jigsaw's Falling Into Place by Radiohead.
Okay, so let's talk about some new music. Nevermind just released, about a month ago? A few weeks ago. The bridge on this song is incredible, by the way. I love it. Super catchy. And the track to me is pretty reminiscent of like early 2000s music. Like, it kind of has that vibe and sound. So I'd love to hear from you guys. I mean, that's just my opinion. I'd love to hear from you guys. Do you have an artist, song, or album that kind of is inspiring you lately?
An album that really inspired me is Coyne's new album. Sort of when we were recording like all our new songs. And I know they got canceled, but I really liked that album.
But Could Be Love just barely came out, like, right, last week. Honestly, it might be my favorite song of your guys' already. I love the melody, especially on the chorus. Really catchy. But I really like the songwriting. I think it's angsty and it's relatable, which is cool. Can you tell me just a little bit about the making of that song?
Me and Johnny wrote that one with two great songwriters, McKay Stevens and Nate Pfeiffer. And it kind of just happened. He was like I went in there to show them a song I've been working on, and then they just like didn't even let me play it. They're like, no, we're playing something new. And then there's like, what chords do you want to play? And I was like, started playing something, started humming a melody. And this guy's like, how about we say, Mom, please come pick me up?
So, I want to know, is the song that you originally went in with, is that ever going to get reworked? Or, like, do you guys just write so much and then you just trash, like, half of it? How does that work? Do you hold on to it or do you abandon it?
Sometimes we hold on to it. The one that we went in there with, we actually ended up recording ourselves. And it will be coming out on our new album, but sometimes we just are like, yeah, this song sucks. Let's never talk about it again.
That's fine.
Yeah.
New album when?
August. Yeah. For my birthday. Oh, you're welcome.
Happy birthday.
Do you have anything else that you would like the audience to know? Anything you want to shout out?
Our new album.
August. For your birthday.